And now we pause for our Lenten reflection by Father Niall Ahern.
Lent is about things seen and unseen. Reading the labels of processed foods can be an alarming experience. Unpronounceable chemicals, strange additive numbers, conspire to keep your greens greener, your food sweeter and longer lasting. Among them, you will almost inevitably find salt listed. Salt served as a currency in some ancient civilizations. When you think that we get the word salty from it, you'll get some idea of its importance in the days before refrigeration. It's still used in some refrigeration processes, in dyeing, and in the manufacture of soap and glass, even in making the prisms and lenses of instruments used in the study of infrared radiation. And it does its work humbly and anonymously. But adding salt to a wound, mind you, it won't help, not there. Yes, it'll keep the wound clean, but at a painful price. Healing requires the correct method of bandaging, but fundamentally it's down to good blood circulation. What keeps us from circulating, from being the salt of the earth for others? Just as salt is invisible, this Lenten time let us quietly, almost silently, remove the blockages that keep us from being the persons we were always meant to be. No earthly bypass will do. The road runs straight and true, we're told. We must believe in God, and we must do whatever He asks us. Let us remove blockages to Christ in our hearts this Lent, and become the salt of the earth for others. Let us be the kind of people of whom it said, you are the salt of the earth. Amen.